Blog Talk Radio.
It didn't work having the Lord in my life. I don't know what I would do without the Lord.
Shabbat the Lord on tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you. We thank you for your coming tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight as we prepare, as we're coming in now for the PNN Broadcast Global. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your dedication to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We again thank God for each and every one of you. We want to let you know we really, really appreciate you more than you know. We bless the Lord tonight because he's given us one more day, just another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day, people of God, that we are now able to come into his presence to give him praise, to give him glory. We pray that you today in your several places of worship, we pray that you, glory to God, experience the power and the showering down of the Lord God Almighty. We pray that you had an encounter. We pray that you had an experience in God. Because, people of God, we are coming here every night. And as we're coming every night, we're being sharpened. We're being quickened. Yes, we're being cleansed. And there's no way that we can remain in the same place, no matter where we were, even as before coming to this line tonight. Coming to this line at this hour, we are, listen, people of God, where we were then, we're not there now. So we bless the Lord and we thank God and we pray again that you had a beautiful time in the Lord on today. Pray that the Lord spoke as we know he did. Amen. Jesus, when we assemble ourselves together, there is a word from the Lord. When we let go and let God, God does what he wants to do. So we bless the Lord for your experience on today. We bless him. We thank him on today. We glorify and magnify him on this day and in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, I would even like to know, you know, some of the, you know, messages that came across on today. Glory be to God. Amen. Because I know it was powerful. And it is lined apart because God is all places and everywhere at all times. Listen, people of God, he's omnipresent. And I'm telling you, he's speaking. He's speaking. He's speaking and he's moving by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. He knows what we need when we really need it. Listen, just as we come to this line nightly, the Lord knows what we need. And I tell you, he's been giving us what we need. So we just want to thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to the Prayer News Network Global. I want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, invite a couple of people to come. Listen, just invite someone that you haven't invited before. Invite somebody new. Just reach out to them. Tell them, hey, come and join me on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Tell them to come and join you. Glory be to God. For truly there's a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Again, he knows what we need. He knows how to reach each and every one of us. Glory to God. So much is said, amen, when men and women of God begin to go forth as oracles of the Lord. And it's amazing because in the whole message, that they declare, that they're declaring before the people of God, The Lord has a message for each and every one individually. Isn't that amazing? He's omniscient like that. He's all-knowing. He's all-knowing. Glory to God, because the messenger can say one thing, one word, come out of the messenger's mouth, and then the Lord will breathe upon that one word, and he'll give the listener something, listen, he can change that person's whole world with the one word that comes out of that messenger's mouth. See, one word, one word, and he begin to speak, and the Lord begin to speak unto us, and listen, he'll give us a whole paragraph, a whole chapter off of one word when he wants to get his point across. Because why? He has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. So listen, people of God, listen attentively when you're coming to this platform. Please, ma'am, please, sir, listen attentively, because you don't want to miss what the Lord has for you. You don't want to miss what the Lord has for you. Amen? So God bless you tonight. God bless you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming out on tonight. We pray that you have come with an expectation of what the Lord will do, what the Lord will say. We pray that you have come on tonight. Glory to God, again, with your plate out. Amen. Listen, now we know you were fed earlier, but listen, you know how you get that spoon and you begin to take that food and you begin to make room for more? You begin to make room for more? Make room for more. Amen, because there is a word from the Lord for you on tonight. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless the Lord on tonight. We are thanking him for our leaders. Amen. I just want to thank God for all of my leaders on tonight, thanking him for all of your leaders on tonight. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for each and every one of them. Thanking the Lord tonight. Glory to God for those that the Lord has pulled in to help out with this outreach ministry. Want to thank God tonight for all of our advisors, for all our PNN advisors. Thanking them tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking them tonight, amen, Jesus, for our scripture reader. Thanking them tonight, amen, for those that help with the controls. Just thanking God on tonight. We thank you, people of God. Thank you for your prayers. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for continuing to hold us up before the Lord, people of God, because except the Lord builds the house. Listen, except God does it, glory to God, it's in vain. Amen. And we want the Lord to do it. We want him to continue to have his way, continue to bless his people all over the land. Listen, here in the United States, in the Isles of the Sea, in the Middle East, the West, glory to God, the North, the South, we just want the Lord to continue to have, and that the word would continue to reach his people, that lives will continue to be changed, that lives will continue to be changed, and that the Lord would open the ears of the people, open the ears of his people to cause us to hear his voice. That's so important. It's so important for us to hear his voice. It's so important for us to see his hand and know his ways. Amen. The man of God the other night talked about ways and paths. We need to know the ways of God. We need to know the path that he set before us. And this is why we come to the line. This is why we come to the house of God, so that we can know and that the Lord would unveil his plan and his purpose that he has put within each and every one of us, glory to God, so that he would unveil it, so that we would know, so that we can come to his divine purpose for our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Not anybody else's plan, glory to God, not anybody else's purpose, but the purpose that he has put within us. This is why we come to hear the word of God, because it brings us closer, it brings us nigh. Amen, Jesus. He answers those questions that only he can answer. Amen. So we bless you tonight. We thank God for you on tonight, each and every one. God bless you. God bless you. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come out and be with us on tonight. We're excited for what the Lord will do. We are broadcasting live on tonight. We're broadcasting live on tonight. So you do want to listen, people of God. Go ahead and invite someone. Get your pen and get your paper. Amen, Jesus. Get your pen, get your paper, get positioned on tonight. We're going to endeavor not to hold you long. We know you've already been in a service already. Glory to God, many of you. Amen. We know that you're getting ready for tomorrow, a work day. Glory to God. So we're going to endeavor not to hold you long on tonight. Glory be to God. But tonight, people of God, again, we want you to prepare. We don't want you to miss this Kairos moment. We don't want you to miss this moment. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want you to miss it. We want you to be in the moment to hear what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to ask on tonight, amen, one of our prayer warriors. We're going to ask Missionary Dorothy Fan if she would, amen, avail herself to come and bless the line on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then we're going to have, amen, for our regular order, we're going to have Sister Mary Holland to come and give us our scripture reading. Glory be to God. In that order on tonight, glory to God, as we stated, we're not going to hold you long. Glory to God, we are not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. So, Missionary Fan, glory to God, if you, glory to God, if you are available on tonight, if you will come and sanctify our line. And then again, right after her, we're going to have Mary Holland. She's going to come with our scripture reading. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Jesus, my life would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise once again, Lord God, giving you the glory, Lord, giving you the honor that you so do. We come before you tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you. And without you, Lord God, we would be nothing. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon the line, Lord God, one by one, name by name, Lord God. We ask you this night, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to forgive, Lord God, any sin, Lord God, any, Lord God, thing that we have said, anything that we have done, anything, Lord God, that we even thought that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to look upon our hearts tonight, Lord God, and see, Lord God, that we love you, Lord God. We ask you this night, let the words, Lord God, of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord, we ask you, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come repenting, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that if there is anything, Lord God, that was holding us, Lord God, from coming in your presence tonight, Lord God, we asking you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight just to say thank you, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness, just to say thank you for your mercy, to say thank you for your love, Lord God, towards us. We come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the honor, just to give you the praise, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move like never before, Lord God, tonight on this land. We ask you this night, Lord God, to save, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God, heal in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to mend the broken hearts tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to do what you will tonight, Lord God, on this land, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God. Touch each and every one of us, Lord God. Every home, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on every country, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, far and near. We ask you this night in the name of Jesus to have your mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up the deaf ears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give sight to the blind. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts that we will receive this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, even on your servant, Lord God, that would bring forth the word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give us strength, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move mightily on her tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you this night, Lord God, to help us to be hearers of your word, Lord God, but most of all, Lord God, help us to be doers of your word, Lord God, for we realize and know, Lord God, that time is short, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we need you like never before. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you once again, Lord God. Look on Minister Riley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on the right now in the name of Jesus. Supply, Lord God, lead and guide us this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're so worthy to be praised, and we thank you, Lord, so very much, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, it wouldn't even be enough to begin to praise you, Lord God. But we just want to lift you up tonight, Lord God. We want to lift you up tonight, Lord God. We don't want to let you know that we thank you so much. And we magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. With everything in us, Lord God, we love you. We magnify you. We glorify you this night in the precious name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisor, to the PNN prayer war, and to our listeners near and far. To read will be coming from the 15th chapter of Romans, the 1st through 13th verse. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak, and to not please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may be one mind and one mind, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the Father, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he said, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again Esau said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I have read to you the 15th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 13th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, to the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord for that scripture tonight. We bless the Lord tonight for that prayer, the prayer of sanctification to bring us in, to bring our hearts and our minds in for what the Lord is about to say. Glory to God. It's all bringing us in, people of God, whether it's by the prayer, glory to God, or by the scripture reading, to get us attentive, to get us looking that way. Amen. Looking unto Jesus to see what he will say through his messenger on tonight. And we are so grateful tonight. Again, we are grateful every night we're able to come to this PNN. We're grateful. And we don't just say that we're grateful, but we are honestly grateful to the Lord. People of God, so many, Lord God, are not able to make it to the line. Amen. Many are not able to, glory to God, hear the word, but the Lord has afforded us the opportunity. He has made the way. He has made the way. Amen. Even for those that are not able to come, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that they're not able to connect for whatever reason, or their churches are still not open. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, it's a blessing. It's a blessing for us to be here to come to this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you miss your blessing. Glory to God. And please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and take someone else and invite them to come in. If they can't get in, glory to God, if they can't dial in, just do an old connect. What is it? Just do a three-way. Do a three-way to get them in. Amen. Glory to God. Three-way is still not obsolete. Glory to God. So if they can't get in, just offer to do a three-way. Either way, amen, to give them the opportunity to come and hear what thus saith the Lord. And people of God, we are going back to Alabama. We're going back to Banks, Alabama. Amen. Jesus is actually the headquarters, glory to God, of the ministry that I am a part of. Glory to God, EPC, Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, of the S.D. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches. We're so grateful to have with us a woman of God who loves the Lord. Amen. She's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. She's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, but the Lord has uprooted her, amen, and brought her here for a work in particular, for a work in particular, that his divine will might be done. There is a people that she has to reach here in this U.S. of A, or wherever the Lord leads her. But we're grateful tonight, amen, that she's availed herself to come and speak on this PNN network on tonight. People of God coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple. Jerusalem Temple. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless his name tonight. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Glory be to God. I am happy to be in the midst of you once again on this night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And I must say that this is the day and the night that the Lord has made, and we will be rejoice and be glad in it. And I just want to take this time out to give respect to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, the Holy Ghost, my restrainer, my guide, my teacher. Bless his name. To our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James, who God has placed and given the vision for this great ministry called EPC Nation. To my apostle, Apostle Huggins, tonight, to our Bishop Tenner, to my beloved pastor, Pastor Lindsay, and the Board of Bishops, the Sons of Thunder, the Breastplate, all the ministers, evangelists, missionaries, prophets, prophetess, pastors, whoever you are on this line tonight, I greet you in the precious name, hallelujah, of Jesus, our soon coming King. And like she said tonight, we shouldn't be in before you too long. Hallelujah. And so let me just give a prayer, and I'm going to go give you the message that God has given me. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that your word may go forth, God, and accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. I thank you, God, for every nation that is connected, everyone connected from every city, every state, every island, wherever they are from tonight. God, we want to give you the praise that they find the time and came to this line. Now let your word bless your people. You speak tonight what you would want them to hear. You open up the ears of the listener. Word my mouth, decrease me, hallelujah, that you might increase. Sit me down, glory be to God, that you may rise up on the inside. Let your word begin to flow tonight. I thank you, God, for the advices. I thank you, God, for Minister Evangelist Bradley, this great woman of God, and what you're doing on PNN. I praise you now for your word that will go forth and bring deliverance and bring freedom and clarity in Jesus' name. Bless his name. And as I was asked to speak tonight, I will be speaking on it's time to launch out into the deep. It's time to launch out into the deep. And this is talking about Jesus when he was teaching the people out of Peter's boat. And tonight, the scripture is coming from Luke chapter 5. Verses 1 through 7. And it says, and it came to pass that as the people passed, pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And so we see here tonight, and I just want you to hear God tonight, because God keeps saying it's time for us to go deeper. It's time to come close. It's time to launch out. Bless his name. So the people, as we know the story of Jesus, they were always pressing Jesus. They were always around Jesus. They needed to hear a word. And so God is saying tonight, sometimes you just got to press your way to hear a word. It doesn't matter how you feel. Hallelujah. And so if we look at the word launch, and what is the definition of launch? It means to lead up upon, a ship upon the deep, or to put out, or to lead back, or to return. And another definition, that is from the lexicon. The dictionary tells us that the word launch means motion, get going, get underway, start, begin, embark on, usher in, initiate, put in place, instigate, institute, inaugurate, set up, bring out, organize, introduce, open, establish, found, originate, create, pioneer,
lay the foundations of, pursue of, bring into being, activate, mastermind, float, debut, roll out, start the ball rolling, kick off, commence. And so these are the meanings, some of the meanings of the word launch. And an example, if you were to put it in the sentence, it says it's an act of instance of launching something. The launch of a new camp, like a launch of a new campaign against drinking and driving. And so tonight in verse 5, it says, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ship, so that they began to sink. Hallelujah. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So now Simon Peter and the other fishermen was toiling all night, and they didn't catch anything. I don't know if you could imagine yourself out by the sea, and you have a line or maybe a net, and you're trying to catch some fish, and there's nothing happening. So they left their boat. So I would even get weary if I was trying to catch fish and didn't get anything. So they left their boat, and when Jesus came on the scene to where they were to teach the multitude, he saw two boats in the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and was washing their nets. So Jesus decided to get into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon Peter. And Jesus asked him to push away from the shore, or push away from the land. Bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that he can teach the people, because he's being enthroned by these people. They were just, because he had so much virtue, they feel the need to touch him. They feel the need to feel God's presence from Jesus. How many of us are like that? That you are so anointed and have so much virtue that people want to be around you. People would want to be in your presence. Glory to God. They would want you to pray for them. They would want you to lay hands on them. Jesus had such an anointing. Glory be to God, that the people, wherever he was, they wanted to find where he was. And so after Jesus stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. And hallelujah tonight, and let down your net for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we did this all night and we didn't catch anything. But because you said this word, I will let down the net. Peter didn't question Jesus. He just obeyed. And God is saying tonight, my word is going out. But do you believe what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of God that you're hearing on PNN every night? Do you believe the prophetic word that God is releasing on PNN tonight? So Peter didn't ask Jesus, even though he said, we've been out here all night, and now you're telling me to still go and do the same thing I did all night. But he just obeyed Jesus. And that's what God is looking for, obedience. If you hear the word of God, then God expects us to obey. God wants to take us further. Are we obeying his instruction? It's a question God asked me when I was looking at this. He said, are you obeying my instructions? Are we willing to go a little further if God was to ask us to go further? Going further may mean you have to drop off some family and friends. Going further means that you have to sacrifice something that you love so much. Do we question his word? You know, a lot of people, when you share the word of God, they tend to question the word of God because they don't really know God the way they should. And so Jesus used to do some strange things, spit on the ground, put it on the eyes, and heal the eyes. He had a strange ministry. The hallelujah of Jesus. This is the hour that strange things are going to take place. Hallelujah, in this last hour. And we've got to be open, but we've got to have discernment to know if it's God or not, because a lot of false prophets and prophetess that are coming as wolves in sheep's clothing, that's parading themselves as angels of light. So we've got to know, and this is a question he asked me, and I wrote it down. He said, what instruction has God given you? What instruction you tonight on this line that God has given you? Have you done what God has asked you to do as yet? Do we know his voice? I heard Minister Bradley came on, and she talked about it, hearing the voice of God. It was in my notes. Do we know the voice of God? Are we obeying his instructions? At first, Simon Peter felt like the instruction Jesus gave was hopeless. Why? Because they already tried catching fish all night, because they were toiling all night, and they didn't catch anything. His respect for Jesus was so much that he agreed to obey his instruction. How many of us respect the word of God so much that if we see it in the word, because Jesus is the word. And so what God is saying, if you see my word, it is Jesus that you obey. I am Jesus. I am the word. If my word say, I want you to do this, or I want you to go this way, hallelujah, then he expects us to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. How many of you tonight, God spoke to you about starting a ministry? Oh, my God, it could be a hospital ministry. It could be, my God, whatever it is, feeding ministry. Are we obeying God? How many of us have the tendency to ask God's word, God's question, what he's spoken to us? Even if it looks hopeless, even if it looks like nothing is happening, are we willing to do like Peter, what he says to do? Even though you know you've been down this road before. But if God comes to you and go down and tells you to go down that same road again, are we willing to trust him and his word enough to step out on faith and say, God, if you're speaking, then I'm stupid enough to believe you and I'm crazy enough to do it. If God gave us instructions, we ought to obey, no matter how it looks. Glory be to God tonight. He specializes, God tonight, yes, Lord. He specializes in things that are impossible. Glory to God. When Peter and the men decided to follow Jesus' instruction, they had the biggest catch of their lives, to the point that they had to call for backup. Their net started to break, and both of the boats started to sink from the weight. Glory be to God. When we obey God and follow his instructions, I want you to hear God on tonight, people of God. When we learn, glory be to God, how to trust him and stop doubting him, it will bring a blessing in your life. So the weight of his glory will come upon you. His anointing will come upon you. His power will come upon you. His presence will come upon you. His will, my God, will manifest in your life. When we obey God's instruction, bless the name. When we get like Peter to obey the instructions, glory be to God, which is his word. Hallelujah. God is saying tonight, obedience will release the overflow. My God, they had an overflow. It break the net till it sank the boat. My God, hallelujah, tonight, the overflow of his tangible blessings will find our lives. It will find your door. It will knock, somebody will knock at the door with a $1 million check. Somebody will send it in the mailbox. The bank, God can mess up the computerized system, hallelujah, in the bank, and you'll find money in your account. My God, tonight, when God is telling us to pull away from things and people and situations that seem to be hopeless, it's so that we can hear him and receive his instructions for the next level. How many of you know tonight, to go to the next level, we've got to hear the voice of God? To go to the next level, we've got to obey the voice of God. We should be sensitive and follow his voice and his advice. You might feel like Peter. You might say, I have tried this before. And your back may seem to be against the wall, but I got no results. Maybe you did it of your own strength and power. You see, Peter and his partners were doing it of their own power. when the God of all creation, who showed up for Peter, who is responsible guiding the fish to where he was. Jesus was God in the flesh. Hallelujah. He controls nature. He controls creation. It was his word spoken, hallelujah, in the atmosphere. Glory be to God that caused the fish to find the net. How many of you know tonight, when you begin to speak the word of God in your situation, things got to change. Breakthrough got to happen. Overflow must come. Bless his name on tonight. The same God who guided the fish to save Jonah. How many know the story about Jonah? When he disobeyed God, there were consequences. He ended up in the belly of a big fish. Bless his name. Hallelujah, God. He was sent what we need when we need it if we launch out into the deep and obey his voice. This is the hour God is calling us up higher. We cannot not afford to stay the same every day of our life. He is calling us into it. Hallelujah tonight, yes, Lord. Into glory to God on tonight. He is calling us into another level, my God. Spend more time in his presence, more time in prayer, more time in worship, more time praising him, more time in his word. When they were catching fish all night, the first time Jesus, who is the word of God, was not on the ship. The presence of the Lord was not with them. It was not until Jesus, glory be to God, I don't know if you hear what God's saying on tonight. It was, hallelujah, tonight, God. It was not until Jesus, the word of God, showed up that they got the biggest breakthrough of their life. That breakthrough changed their whole situation. How many know God is waiting for you, hallelujah, to let him come on board your ship. Let him come in your space so that he can bless you. Luke chapter 5:5 says, and Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. He said, but nevertheless at thy word, I will let down the net. He believed Jesus, what Jesus said. Until we use or believe the word of God, our situation and circumstances will never change. Hallelujah. Many of us are still sick and afflicted because we're not using the word of God that is effective. Glory be to God. Many of us are in some situations, hallelujah, not moving forward because it's going to take the word of God to change our situation. If we find ourselves going around in a circle, then we need to use the word of God because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We might feel like David, like God has forgotten us and start to worry, but he wants us to launch out into the deep. Come up higher, deeper, my God, tonight. Use his word. He said, remind me of his word. Isaiah chapters 9-11 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow falls from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and making it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, hallelujah tonight, glory be to God, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall, hallelujah, Jesus, it shall not return unto me void, glory be to God, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it forth. And so God is saying tonight, remind me of my word. Speak my word over your situation. Speak my word over your circumstances. It's going to take complete trust in the word of God to get to the next level. It's going to take us walking in faith, hallelujah, and obedience to receive the overflow. How many know tonight God is saying come into the deep? The deep of God is calling us into the deep. My God, he's saying, come up higher on this night. Psalm chapter 42:7 says, the deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and billows are gone over me. We're dealing with water tonight. Jesus was on the water, on the boat, on the water tonight. Glory be to God. There's something about the water. It represents cleansing. It represents refreshing. God is saying, I want to spout my water over you, my presence over your life, my anointing, bless his name, that will flow like rivers of living water on tonight. Like David says in this verse, deep calleth unto deep. The deep of God is calling out the deep within us. God is calling us in this hour to launch out into the deeper realms and levels of the spirit of worship, of prayer, of fasting, my God, tonight, of praises and obedience, commitment and faith, trust in his word, a deeper, and he's calling us for a deeper and closer relationship with him, a deeper intimacy with him, where you can hear his voice and your spiritual eyes will be open. Bless his name. Sometimes we think that we can't do no more. Hallelujah. But how many know when we begin to press beyond our feelings, when we press beyond what we think, oh, my God, God will open up doors and channels into the realm of the spirit, hallelujah, that will pour down his anointing upon your life, and the gift and callings that is on your life will come into fruition. It will come into existence, and you'll find God using you in a mighty way. You will have greater discernment if you spend time launching out into the deep. And if ever time we need to have discernment, it is in this last hour. Because, hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, because those spirit of my God, of deception. Many people are deceived by different prophets, by different apostles. They're being deceived by wolves and sheep's clothing because they have no discernment. They come, hallelujah, raping people of their monies, prophesying lies for money, saying God say when he did not say, and people are sending monies and sending gifts to them. Bless his name, because the gospel, hallelujah, has become a business. It's no longer about souls. It's no longer about winning people for the kingdom of God. It's about me, my soul. It's about the blessing. It's about material things. You will have, God is saying in this hour, you will increase in wisdom, and you will increase in knowledge, and you will increase in understanding if you launch out into deep. He desires a deeper place of commitment, dedication, holiness, righteousness. Glory be to God. All glory to God tonight. Sanctification, consecration, deeper love for his word, his kingdom. He's desiring us to launch out and have deeper love for soul winning, to love our enemies and love each other in the body of Christ. It's too much fighting. It's too much backbiting. It's too much ism and schism. Glory be to God, and hatred. Hallelujah. We can't stand each other. So he wanted to, my God, have unity. Our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James, told us we are stronger and we are better together as the people of God. We may be going to different churches, and God is not concerned about the name of the church. He is not concerned about who leading you. He is concerned about launching out into the deeper relationship with him tonight. Because you can go to a church. You can be a part of a ministry from the day you are born. Bless his name, and still lose your soul. You can come on the prayer line and hear my God word after word. But it's your relationship, that hallelujah tonight, that intimacy with God is saying, come up into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Peter was not alone. He was with co-workers. He was with his friends. Even though they didn't accomplish what they desire, they gave up. But when they came in contact with the word, hallelujah tonight, hallelujah tonight, when they came in contact with Jesus, who is the word of God, their attitude and belief change. How many of you know tonight, if we just come in contact with the real Jesus, if we just come in contact with the word, our attitudes, my God, will begin to change. What we believe will begin to change. Our faith will begin to change. They probably was tired from trying all night to catch fish, but when they decided to give up and walk away, that's when God showed up. Glory be to God. How many you know tonight? It's when we get to the point where we can't press no more, where we can't go no further. That's when God will show up on the scene. That's when he will send flaming sword of fire to fight the battle on your behalf. They listen to the word of God. They listen to Jesus and receive a harvest and overflow. The Bible says that they had so much fish that the boat began to sink and the net began to break. How many know that's an overflow? How many know that's a harvest? How many of you are waiting on an overflow? How many of you are waiting on a harvest tonight? Well, you got to launch out a little deeper. You got to come, hallelujah, God, up a little higher in the things, in the realm of the spirit. We have to get to the point that if we speak, we move without hesitation. If he speaks, we have to move without hesitation. When God says to launch out into the deep, it's because there is a plan and a purpose. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so God, if God gives you instruction, it may be that you know the voice of God. He may give you instruction to your pastor, to a teacher. He may give you an instruction even from a donkey tonight. But are you willing to take that instruction from that donkey? Or are you going to be like Balaam, fighting against the donkey? Bless his name. He said, all things are going to work up together for your good. Why? Because you love the Lord, and he says, because you are called. God called you with a purpose. God called you for a reason. You're not just saved to be saved, to warm up the pew. You're not just saved to come to church, clap your hands, have a good time, say hallelujah, then go home. There is a purpose and the reason God saved your life. And the Bible says we all know that it worked together. If we truly love and trust God to direct our path, to lead us in the way that we should go, everything must fall in line. He's asking us tonight to come closer. He's desiring intimacy. It's time to launch out in the deep. It is calling you. God said, I'm calling some of you who was in ministry long time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah tonight. And say, I'm waiting on God. He said, I need more of your time. I need you to come closer. My God, David had a zeal to serve God in the temple. David had a zeal, my God, to seek the face of God. He had a yearning and a longing, my God, even though he was in distress. Even though he was being attacked on every side, he said, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul, glory to God tonight, so my, Lord tonight, yes, Lord, so my soul longed after God. Psalms 42, 1 through 9, hallelujah, it says, as the deer pants for the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? How many of you on this line tonight have a thirst for the living God? We don't serve a dead God. Buddha is dead. Haile Selassie is dead. Muhammad is dead. Confucius is dead. Hare Krishna is dead. Whoever the God is, hallelujah, they are dead. But hallelujah tonight, David said, I praise for the living God. He said, in verse 3, he said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is my God? When I remember these things, he said, when I remember how I suffered, I poured out my soul, this is verse 4, in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy day. What is David saying tonight? He didn't go to the doctor. He didn't go to the neighbor next door. He said, I find myself running to the house of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you get in trouble, hallelujah, when people are sick, they go to the doctor. They stay at home. David is saying tonight, you got to find yourself in the house of God. You got to find yourself. Let the elders say, oh, my God, lay hands on you. It is not the time to stay away from the house of God. I mean, what he said tonight, he said he did it with joy, with the voice of joy. He said, I did it with praise, with a multitude. In other words, what he said, there were many people going to the church that he went to. There were many, but you look at the church today, because of COVID-19, the doors are closed, as Minister Bradley was saying, and their pews are empty. But God is saying it's time now to find themselves back into the house of God. What verse 5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? He's asking himself a question. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. He said in verse 7, deep call unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. All the waves and the billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. And I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning, crying because of the oppression of the enemy? How many of you know tonight, how many on this line feel like God has forgotten you, and you're crying day and night because you're depressed, because you're oppressed by the enemy? How many of you tonight have been waiting 20 years and 10 years and 5 years, maybe 2 or 3 years, the same prayer over and over again, believing God for a move? But God says, sometime you got to launch out into the deep. See, Peter and them was toiling all night long, bless his name, but nothing happened. It's not until they came in contact with God, my God, and he gave them instruction. We got to listen up for instruction. How rare is that instruction? We got to take the word of God. Like David said, he hid it in his heart that he may not sin against God. Sometimes the answer that you're looking for is in the word of God. It's not in your job. It might not be in the material things. It might be in the pastor. It might not be in your apostle. Sometimes God is calling you to come alone and launch into the deep with him on a one-on-one basis. Jesus also, if we look at his life, he had a zeal for the house of God. John chapter 2, verses 13 to 15 says, and the Jewish Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, hallelujah, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting, where he purged the temple of the buyers and sellers. Listen to what he did. And when he had made a scourge, which is a whip, of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changes and the money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold the doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remember that it was written, the zeal of thy house had eaten me up. And so what Jesus said, they got him up where he got radical. You see, some people think that you shouldn't get radical. You got to get radical with your prayer life. You got to get radical with the way you worship sometimes. You got to have a radical praise to change the realm of the spirit, to change your situation. Glory be to God. He got that whip and he beat them out of the temple. He said, this is my father's house. How many of you know tonight some foolishness is going on in the house of God. Some, my God, gambling is going on in the house of God. Adultery is going on in the house of God. Fornicators are in the house of God. Thieves are in the house of God. False, well, God witnesses are in the house of God. Bickering and murmuring and complaining in the house of God. God is saying it's time to clean up the house. It's time to launch out in the deep so God can speak to you. It's time to get it together. It's time to clean up our lives. God is saying tonight, come up higher. Go into another level. Clean it up. Clean it up. Clean it up. Get rid of. Hallelujah. My God, suck me. My God, the witchcraft, which is rebellion and disobedience. These things are in the house of God. God said they're wicked men, according to Jeremiah chapter 7, in my house. And God is saying it's time to have a zeal. And when we launch out into the deep, we will get that zeal, and we get to the point where we can't stand sin. We'll get to the point where things will aggravate us. When we see something is not going right in the house of God, God will begin to give you spiritual sight, hindsight. He will begin to open your eyes and show you what to pray for in the name of Jesus. And tonight, the definition of zeal means of mind. It means fervor of spirit. It means pursuing, defending anything. That's what the word zeal means. In zeal in behalf of or for a person or thing. The fierceness of indignation, jealousy, contentious. And so if you look at this, Jesus had a zeal to the point where he defended the house of the Father. Do we have a zeal to defend God's house? In the strong definition, favorable one. It means jealousy of a husband, emulation, envy, a fervent mind, and indignation. When David was dealing with his enemies, he had to encourage his soul. He had to trust in God. What David was dealing with was pulling him into God's presence, oh God, tonight. It gave him a zeal to run after God. What is happening in your life? Is it giving you a zeal to find the presence of the Lord? And hallelujah tonight. Is it pulling you into your prayer closet on tonight? Is the situation you're dealing with pulling you into that secret place on tonight? Is it causing you to launch out into the deeper place in God on this night? In verse 2, he said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. He asked God, when shall he come and appear before God? David was asking God a lot of questions. He said, God, when are you going to give me a chance to come before you? Do we have this kind of thirst for God on this line from every nation tonight? Do our souls long for God? How many of us long for things more than we long for God? How many of us long to see a lost relative, longing for material things, longing for a job? We get desperate. I heard the prophet the other night said he needed a job. He longed for a job. He was longing to get a job because he had other responsibilities. But God said, I want that longing after me. Do our souls desire to appear before God? Is he calling us to launch into the deep? Just like Peter and David had to go into another level of trust for God to bring deliverance. God is saying to us tonight, it's time for us to have this kind of thirst and hunger for the living God. This is the time to appear before God, have a relationship with him, have an encounter with God, have visitation. God is saying the times and the seasons that we're living in with this pandemic. My God, Queen Elizabeth dead. We got to know that her death wake up symptom in the realm of the spirit, and there's a showdown about to go down. Bless his name. And we got to look at the signs. We got to pay attention to what is going to happen next with this one world system, with this one world order. We've got to pay attention. Glory be to God. But he's saying tonight that I need you to come closer to me because there's a visitation. Glory be to God. God said there's a visitation about to take place in the lives of those who are launching out into the deep. He said there's about to be an encounter for those who are launching out into the deeper place of God to get into his presence, to listen and to hear. Not only that, he said, but to obey his instructions. Glory be to God. Obedience is better than sacrifices. Peter had to hear and trust Jesus for him to launch out into that deep. He know that nothing happened, but he had to come to the place where he said, you know what, God, nothing, Jesus, nothing happened, but I trust what you're saying to me. How many can do that tonight? God said, do you trust something? Do you trust me? Do you trust my word? And he saw, when he trusted God, what he did, he saw a miracle happen right before his very eyes. How many know God wants to work a miracle in your life? But you got to change your position. You got to change where you are now. Hallelujah. Some of us have been stuck in the same position. God is saying it's time to change your position. See, they had to go out further in the deep. They was close to the shore. They was in the wrong position. So Jesus said, now I'm here. You need to go out a little further. You need to go, oh my God, tonight. A miracle happened right before them. God has not changed. He is ready to move on our our behalf, but we have to trust and depend on him more than we do at this present time. God spoke to me that we've got to trust him like we have never done before. In verse 3, David said, my tears have been my meat. What he said, my food. He was crying so much that he was literally eating and swallowing tears. How many know tonight you wet up your pillows with tears? You cry so much uncontrollably that the tears just flow down and goes into your mouth. Sometimes you might cry until snot is coming out of your nose because you are in distress. Sometimes that happens because of your level of love in prayer. Sometimes you could pray to the point where the tears are just flowing. But David was crying out of anguish. David was crying out of distress. Glory be to God. And in verse 3, he says, people were asking him, where is your God? Is anybody asking you tonight, where is the God that you serve? I don't see anything change in your life. You're still living in the same old shack. You're still driving the same old car. I don't see you doing nothing different. And so people would tend to question your God. We may find ourselves in this position at some point in time in our lives. We might end up like Peter. He said, we toiled all night, but caught nothing. David said his tears was his food day and night. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, like Jesus was in hell for 3 days and three nights, setting the captive free. In verse 4, David said, I remember these things, and I poured out my soul in me. In verse 5, he asked the question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And so God is saying it's time for us to pour out our souls before him. Become broken before him. He said, a broken and a contrite heart, I will not despise. He told his soul to hope in God, in the living God. He said, yet will I praise him. David didn't let his situation stop him from praising God. He needed help that only God can give. How many of you tonight, when your back is against the wall, when you don't see no way out, you get depressed and you stop praising God. You get depressed and you stop going to service. You get depressed and you stop your worship. He said, I will not let my circumstances or my situation change my praise. Don't let nothing stop your praise. Glory be to God, no matter what. It may be the death of a loved one. It may be hospitalization. That is the best place to give God the glory. It is the best place to give God the praise. Your cupboard may be empty. That is the best place to give God the praise. And I can tell you a story in my life when I first got saved. Bless his name. I really didn't know God. Coming from an Adventist background, I just got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Bless his name tonight, Lord God. And in the house where I live, there was about 9 of us in that house, and there was no food in that house. And my husband at the time, we got down and we began to pray. We began to seek the face of God. We didn't get depressed over the situation with 4 small children, and my grandmother, who was old and handicapped, was there in the house, hallelujah, and some other relatives. And we got down and began to pray. And people of God, while we were praying, I heard a knock at the door. Bless the name of the living God. And someone was passing. They said, God said to go to this house. And they had 9 cups of last soup in the cup. And they, my God, each cup for each one of us. And they said, God said, bring the food to this house. How many you know when you begin to get down and begin to praise the Lord, he will call someone to find your address. And me and my children and my husband and our family were able to eat. And that same individual said, and I'm going to go shopping and I'm going to fill up the house with groceries. Why? Because I learned to praise God in my situation. I've learned to praise God in spite of the circumstances. Glory be to God. David began to give God the praise because God saved him from his enemies. Jesus came to the rescue of Peter and the men that were with him, and they got the victory. They received more than they expected, and that's what happened to me. I got more than we expected because she had enough soup for everybody in 9 cups, each one of us. And she went shopping and filled the house up with groceries. I didn't know where it was coming from. I only knew how to praise God. I only knew how to pray. A newborn Christian, and God began to boost my faith. God began to take me into another level of faith because I got to launch into the deep. I got to get into the deep place in God. And so my prayer became that deep place. My praise and worship began to take me into that deep place that moved the hands of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, so me and my family could eat. They received double for all of their troubles because they needed two boats. They needed two ships to carry the load. How many know in this hour, if you launch into the deep, God will give you double like Job for all of your trouble. Job was stripped of everything that he had. His seven children died in one day. His servants were killed. His cattle were killed. His wife said, you are like, you need to curse God and die because you don't look good right now. What kind of God this is you serve? The woman that said, my God, encourage him. The woman that was there for a help me, she's telling him, curse God and die. But Job said, my God, how can we receive good and not bad at the hand of God? He said, my God, hallelujah, on tonight. It doesn't matter what God do. He said, I am going to give God the praise. He didn't charge God foolishly. He still continued to hold on to his faith. What is God saying tonight? Trust to me. In verse 6, David said, oh, my soul. And then in verse 7, we knew what it said. He's calling it to deep. In verse 8, he said, the Lord will command his kindness toward him. Cry out to God, people of God, in a desperate way. God is looking for desperation. In a hopeless situation, God is saying, cry out unto me. Like David did, he started praying because his soul was in agony. Jonah was like David, found himself in trouble, and he cried out. Jonah cried out from the belly of the fish, and guess what? God heard him. Jonah was in a dark place. He couldn't breathe. He had no ventilation, no way of escape, no comfort. He had to make up his mind to trust God. He paid the price because of his disobedience. God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Unlike Peter, Jonah decided to disobey. He found himself in a dark, deserted, smelly, stink place in his life. How many of you, if you don't obey God, you're going to find yourself in a dark, stink, smelly place like Jonah without air? The boat that Jesus was sitting in, teaching the people, was not where it should have been. It was not in the right position for what was about to happen next. When God is about to do something different in your life, you may have to relocate. This is the time of relocation. When God is about to do something different in your life, you may have to change your position. You might have to change your friends. You might have to change your job. You might have to have an attitude adjustment. You have to change your mindset. His assignment was to teach Peter about how to win souls. This whole thing about Peter and catching fish is teaching him how to win souls. But in order to win souls, Peter had to understand that you have to change your position. You got to get in the right position because you got to know how to reach people. You got to win them by love and kindness. Glory be to God. You got to be sensitive to the voice of God when you're witnessing to people. And so the whole thing about catching fish is with catching the souls of men. He was teaching Peter when something isn't working, then he needed to try another way. When we see that we are stuck and not moving forward, then God is saying it's time for a change. They had to trust and do exactly what he, whether they felt like it or not, or they felt it didn't make sense because of what happened in that night. He is calling for total obedience to his word because Simon Peter and those that were with him decided to launch out into the deep. Something happened that left them astonished. It left them speechless. It left them amazed, breathless. Launching out into the deep will cause something great to happen in your life. The way it happened for Peter and those men, they caught so much fish that the net began to break and the boat started to sink. What is God saying? That when you obey his voice and trust his plan, Whatever you do, it will bring a harvest. It will bring an overflow. You will receive an abundance more than you can handle, more than you expect. It will leave you speechless. When God has greatness on your life, blesses him. It calls for obedience and faith. It calls for total trust and commitment. Greatness don't come when you're on the surface. If you're doing it yourself, when we put aside ourselves and wills and fully trust God's plan for our lives, anything is possible. Peter and the men with him didn't get a breakthrough by staying in the same position. You can never get a breakthrough if you're praying the same old prayer. You can never really get a breakthrough if you're praising the same old praise, if you're worshiping the same old way. Hallelujah tonight. God is saying it's time to change your position in prayer. Change the way you praise me. Get deeper in prayer. Get deeper in the way you worship by the faith. Their position didn't change by the faith. Their position was changed by faith. They listened to Jesus and moved out into the deep in spite of how they felt or what they saw or what they think. When you launch out into the deep in your prayer life, your worship, the way you pray, when you study God's word, in your commitment, in your trust, in your obedience to his will, building your faith up by believing his word, staying focused on his kingdom and his will, dying to yourself, dying to sin in your life and your own desires, then there will be greatness in your life, filled with the anointing, with the power, the glory, and his presence. They caught so much fish that their nets were breaking and they needed help. When you launch into the deep, which brings the anointing and the presence of God in and over your life, it will destroy yokes, it will lift burdens, and set the captive free. Nothing can happen without the presence and the anointing of God. When there is greatness on your life and a great work to do for God, he will send the right connections. He will send your destiny helpers at the right time to help you. He will send your destiny helpers. What he has placed on the inside of you, someone that will work with the vision and the ministry that he has given you, not someone that will work against you. The way they work together to get the fishes, God is saying, that's who I'm going to send to you. I'm going to send somebody who's going to work with you. When we are anointed and come together to do his work, we will build his kingdom. It takes unity, which is strength, to get the work of God done. We are stronger and, hallelujah, Jesus, and better together as a team. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. The two boats were so full to overflow full until they started to sink. When we launch out into the deep, we will experience the same effect. It will overflow. Blesses him. Launching into the deep will bring so much, my God, presence and glory and power in your life that God will send people to help carry you. He will send somebody to see the vision. He will have somebody to purpose on your life to bring it into fulfillment. Maybe the right pastor, the right apostle. Some people think they need help and they can do it all alone. A lot of people think, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody to help me with this. I don't need nobody to help me pray. I don't need nobody to help me. But Jesus always sends his disciples out in twos or more. No man can stand by himself. You cannot stand alone. Moses needed Aaron and Caleb to hold up his hand so Israel can win the battle. The work is not a man's thing. It's a God's thing. It's all for the glory of God. It's teamwork. It is to lift him up. It is to build his kingdom. When Peter saw the power of God, he bowed before the God of the universe, who is Jesus Christ, and he realized how sinful he was. We have to listen and reverence God like Peter did, and how he showed up for Peter. Peter realized how great Jesus was. When we have an experience with God like Peter did, our attitude will change in the way we reverence him, praise him, worship him. When we come to this point, it will cause us to launch out into the deep for even more of God. They were left astonished because of the amount of what they caught. But God is saying tonight, people of God, that I want you to come closer. I want you to come nearer to me. Time to launch into the deep. Launching into the deep tonight as I'm finishing this. Tonight, when it's time to launch into the deep, God will pull you away from everything. And I experienced that tonight. God pulled me away from my home. I came over here 9 years ago with $25 in my pocket. Didn't know where I was going to live. Didn't know what was going to happen to me. No roof over my head. And God was, hallelujah, giving me direction as to what I should do. I didn't know where I was going to pass the night. I booked a cruise with some family members, and I missed the cruise in Miami. And God said to me, I didn't send you on a cruise. I sent you here to do my work. And God connected me with a friend I haven't seen in about 40 years. I'm on the phone telling her, God sent me here, and God is showing me the devastation in Miami, Florida, and different parts of the United States. I saw the flood waters. I saw buildings collapsing. I was seeing a lot of things. And I began to write what God was showing me concerning the United States of America. And he said, I sent you here to do a work. And God gave me favor for 9 years. I never been hungry, homeless, naked, nothing. Came by faith. God took care of me because I made up my mind to launch into the deep. God separated me from my children. Haven't seen my mother, siblings in over 9 years via the video call. And so God is saying tonight, you're going to sometimes have to separate yourself from family. You're going to have to sometimes separate yourself from people. You have to die to yourself to walk in the fullness, to complete his assignment. It calls for sacrifice of material things. Sometimes he's going to tell you, give up houses and give up land. He said we have to be willing to give up mother, father, houses, land for his sake and the gospel. Sometimes he's going to ask you to give up, my God, fleshly desires. Friends, launching in the deep will prepare you to receive from God for the next level in your life. He desires our undivided attention. No distractions. It's time to get alone with God. It's time to cast our net on the other side. It's time to launch out into the deep. It's time to hear his voice. It's time, my God, to invite God, Jesus, tonight. Time out for everything else in our life right now. Anything that is stopping us from coming up higher, we need to get rid of it. And I'm done tonight. Get rid of what is distracting you. God, bring me back to this word, distraction. He says, time to let it go. It's time to let go what is holding us back. It's time, God is saying, the master have need of you. God is saying, it's time out for us. It's time out to do it from doing it our way. It's time to let go and let me have my way. Launch out into the deep. Give me you. The song said, give me you everything else, kinray. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. God is calling us into the deep. He is calling us higher. He is calling us, my God. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that your word has not fallen on deaf ears tonight. I declare, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are coming up higher, that we're putting away distraction, that we're leaving everything for the sake of the gospel. So, that your will be done. Oh, God, those who are sick tonight, may they come into the deep of God to receive their healing, to receive their breakthrough, to receive the turnaround, to receive the overflow, to receive the more than enough, God. God is saying, come up higher. Come up, people of God. Stop warming up the pews in the church. It's time to work while it's safe. Because the night is coming when no man, you wouldn't be able to work. And your night could be an accident. Your night could be hospitalization. Your night could be COVID. That takes you out. Your night could be the spirit of death. Your night could come when you may be in a wheelchair, when you may be stricken by a stroke, a heart attack. Your night could be anything. He said, work while you can, for we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Build my kingdom. Let my will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, and amen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm done tonight. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
Thank
to
you.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord God. Take a higher God, George, close
Thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
We need more of you, Lord. We need more, God.
Get
a fly of those that are born, born.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Get a fly of those who say, Lord,
Lord, Lord.
Get a cry of those who are desperate tonight, Lord God. Give us a desperation, God, in our spirit. Help us to walk away from things that are distracting us. We need more of you, God. The time is late and so, Lord. You're calling us into a deeper place, O God.
We
hear the cry of the spirit tonight. God, on
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
Some of my own my people said the Lord died, God. Some of my own the deeper place in me said, God. I'm calling you out of your comfort zone tonight. I'm calling you out of my glory on tonight. I'm calling you out, Lord, shout in me. Let me stretch myself out in you. Rest my glory upon you. Let me rest and pour out of my anointing. Let rivers of living water flow. I hear the Lord say, come up higher. I hear the Lord saying tonight, the master have need of you. How long will you be in the place of complacency? Get up, my people. Souls are dying. Cry out unto me. Go into another level of praise. How long will you hold between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. If I be not God, leave me alone. If you be lukewarm, I'll spill you out of my mouth. Behold, I'll be called, says the Lord. I'm calling for hot people. I'm calling for desperate people. Desperation. But tonight, people, are you comfortable just coming to the line? Are you comfortable just going to a service? Are you comfortable just hearing a message? I want to use you, said the devan shata. Many come to this line, and God is saying it's time to stop the car. Just stop coming, said the Come, let the dandelion, let me change you. Let me rearrange you, global Shanda. Let me make you and melt you. Let me mold you and break you. My glory, my God, to fill your life as the water covers the seas. Are you close to me?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Is your soul longing after God or other things? What are we longing for? I hear the Lord say to me. Are we willing to give up all to follow Jesus? I feel God tonight on the boat. I feel the presence of Almighty God tonight. I feel the power of the living God. And God is saying it's time to come up higher. It's time for a change in the body of Christ. It's time to love each other for real. It's time to walk in forgiveness. It's time to let it go. Let it go to die in your sin. Let it go and let me have shakoro shabande. Let me have my way. Get rid of form. Get rid of the form of godliness and stop denying my power.
Yes, God.
Yes, Shamanda, yes, God. For I'm God. And I'm here to do a work. And I'm here to make an agenda.
Ooh. Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
Hear my voice. Stand up.
Jesus.
Somebody needs to give God glory on tonight and tell him, Lord, I want to go higher. Lord, I want to launch out into the deep. I am not satisfied with where I am. I'm tired of going around in circles. I'm tired of the same old prayer life. I'm tired of the same old way of worship. I need intimacy. I need more of you and less of me.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yamande Kandusha. Zion is calling us higher.
Yes, Lord.
To a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and to magnify his name. He said, Zion is calling us higher. Launch out, people of God. You see what Peter had to do? He had to change his position. You can't be the same and expect a miracle. You can't be the same and expect the move of God. He's doing a new thing.
Jesus.
Oh, Shamanday tonight, God.
Oh, Jesus.
He's willing to supply your needs.
Yes,
but are you willing to trust him and have faith in his word? He's here to heal you supernaturally. He's a miracle-working God. But do you trust him and believe him more than the doctor's report tonight? More than the medication tonight? He's here. Oh, God. Yes, Shamanda, yes. Yes, hey, God, we give you glory. Yes, Shamanda.
Yes, God.
Just give him praise tonight. Just give him the glory. He's worthy. He deserves it. He deserves our worship.
Yes, Lord.
If he had a billion tongues or a trillion tongues, we could never worship him the way he deserves.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give you the glory. Somebody praise them, even you ought to be given the most and the Bahaya.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You ought to give him the glory. He deserved the glory. He deserved every praise. He deserved every word.
Glory to God.
He deserved every hallelujah. He gives them praise.
Glory to God. Come on and let's praise him. Come on and give him praise.
Let him have your way tonight.
Of my worship. Oh God, I thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Receive the glory tonight. We give you all the glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Hey. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I'll say yeah. Lord,
yes, God,
to your will and to your way,
yes.
And I say yes,
yes,
Lord, yes,
yes, God,
I will trust you and obey,
oh, Jesus,
when your spirit speaks to me,
yes,
with my whole heart.
Ooh.
I'll agree,
my answer,
and my answer will be yes,
yes,
Lord, yes, and I'll tell the Lord, yes. Oh, yeah, I'll say yes,
yes, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah, oh, yeah, oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Somebody just tell the Lord, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Woo, glory yes. to God, yes for yes, yes for yes, Lord.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God, yeah,
yes.
Woo, glory to God, yes for yes, Lord, yes for yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Woo, glory to God, yes for yes, 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 ah, yeah, yellow most high. Yes to yes, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to whatever you want to do. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Wamamamosyandarabokosa. Yikanamamamamosika. Ramosyandarabamamosa. Ukanamahaya. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yikanamahaya. Glory to God, 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 glory to
glory to God, to that higher place in him on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, certainly, certainly get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Be sure to get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. We give you two numbers. Amen. Glory be to God. And the first number on tonight that you can text is 229-529-0914. Amen. The second number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Those that are listening glory internationally, you can also reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, we just want to remind you that we do house our messages, glory to God, that they are playing on our Prayer News Network page. You can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page, listen to the broadcast again if you have broadcast, if you have Facebook. Also, you can go out to the New Riach Prayer Group 52 page and listen there as well. Amen. Glory to God. Also, if you don't have Facebook, you can actually go out and Google Prayer News Network. Amen. And you'll pull us up there, pull us right up, and you can listen to the broadcast from there as well. And there you'll be able to access our podcast. If you like listening via podcast, you can certainly listen via podcast. Amen. But do please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. We would love to send you a copy. Amen. Directly to your phone. It is on the system, so you don't have to worry about downloading it. Don't have to worry about it taking up space on your phone. But you can just click and listen anytime you desire. Amen. Listen, people of God, this is a message to the body of Christ at large. I do encourage you to get a copy and send the copy to as many people as you can. Send the copy to as many people of God, as you can, because this message tonight is a call to action. Amen. Glory to God. It is for the body of Christ. The Lord is ready. He's ready to move. Glory to God. And we got to launch out. We got to launch out into the unknown. Glory to God. Knowing and trusting God that he's there. Amen. To lead God and direct us to where he would have us to go. Amen. Glory to God. So again, get a copy. Get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for a couple of people. Amen. And do send it to as many people as you possibly can. Somebody needs to hear this message. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking God tonight for his messenger, woman of God. We give God thanks and we give God praise to you for availing yourself. Amen. Availing yourself in the Lord on tonight as God's messenger. Truly, the Lord has spoken tonight. Truly, 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 the Lord has spoken tonight. We thank God. Glory to God for we thank the Lord tonight for his anointing. Glory to God that has come and has broken yokes, is breaking yokes. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God for, again, this word, this life-changing word. My God, this is a life-changing word, and we got to recognize and we got to know that it is. Amen. We thank God for you, woman of God. We bless God for you. Glory to God. Just want to say a word of prayer. Glory to God over you on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight now. Thank you for your servant. Father, we're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you, glory to God, your word that has come forth out of your messenger on tonight. Now we're asking that you would strengthen her now. We're asking that you would breathe upon her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, to cover and shield her in the precious name of Jesus. Cover and shield her from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Cover her, oh God, from any backlash. Cover her tonight, glory God, from any retaliation of the enemy. Father, cover and shield her now. Keep her, oh God, in the secret place. Glory to God, where she's covered and hidden, glory to God, from the dark of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for her now. We're thanking you for her life. We're thanking you, glory be to God. Thanking you for her sacrifice, glory to God. We bless your precious name on tonight, and we're asking, oh God, that you would breathe upon her now. Breathe upon her afresh, glory to God. Breathe upon her, oh God, even so the virtue, oh God, ah, yeah, God, release her, oh God, unto your people. We're asking that you would restore, we're asking that you would breathe, we're asking that you would lift on tonight. Father, lift her tonight, lift her tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you would meet her every need. Meet her every need, glory to God, spiritually so, naturally so, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, meet every need and every desire. Father, we're asking that you would open doors, glory to God, doors of utterance on tonight, whereby this gospel can go into the nations. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God. Thank you tonight for the open doors. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your word, oh God, that you rest upon the ears and rest in the spirit and hearts of your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. Father, now we're asking that you would look favorably upon your servant. Look upon Haya Yebosha. Father, look favorably, servant, tonight. Father, we're asking, oh, glory to God, that you would meet our every need, our every desire. Father, do a new thing in our life. We pray, yeah, God, do a new thing. Glory to God in her life. And, Father, we thank you now. We thank you for every blessing. Father, cause your face to shine upon her now. Bless her going out, her coming in. Yeah, God, even from this time forth and forevermore. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you, oh God, for the great blessing unto your servant on tonight. We decree it so. Father, now we're asking that you hide her behind the cross. Cover her in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again tonight. People of God, we thank God for you. Amen. For hanging in there with us. Glory to God. Amen. We just give God praise. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm seeing some great things. I'm seeing great things, woman of God. I'm seeing great things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Great, great things. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Woman of God, we're going to release the platform back unto you on tonight. Glory to God, we're releasing the platform back unto you for other remarks and dismissal. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. If you don't mind, amen, Jesus, if you have any type of platform that the people can follow you, amen, Jesus, if you have anything, glory to God. If not, that's fine. Glory to God. Also, if you have Cash App or whatever, if you don't have Cash App, we do want to open up, glory be to God, amen, that the people, if they desire to bless, they can bless. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you don't have Cash App, woman of God, just let me know. Amen, Jesus. And we can filter it right through, amen, the gift of prayer, and we'll get it to you however means. Amen. We can get it to you. Amen. So you have the platform. God bless you. We love you. Amen, Jesus. Yeah. We release the platform back to you now, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. I do give God all the glory. I don't take no glory for what has happened tonight. If it was not him, I would not be here. But I want to encourage you with these last words. Concerning the launching, it says, what God has in the deep, when you're launching into the deep, it brings a hunger and a thirst in you for God, for his presence, for fasting, for prayer, for holiness and righteousness. Crying out for more of night. When you're launching out in the deep, you'll find yourself having sleepless nights. You'll find yourself having real praise and worship. It will become your life. It brings such a change in your life that your only desire is to please God. Launching into the deep will cause you to die to the flesh and you will mortify your flesh. That is to kill it. You will crucify it. And your spiritual senses your spiritual senses, like your spiritual eyes and spiritual ears will begin to open, and it will start to come alive. It will make you sensitive to the voice of God and his presence. When you launch into the deep, your whole life will change. When you launch into the deep, it will make you take a stand where you used to compromise before. The things of this world will lose its value to you because you realize that the real you, which is a spirit that lives in a human flesh, desires to know him. In the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, your mind will stay on the things of the spirit and the things above more than the things on this earth, which are temporary. That's what happens when you launch into the deep. And so I want to encourage you tonight, as God spoke what he needed, us including myself, because it usually comes to you first. It always comes to the ones that bring it. Hear what God is saying tonight. He's looking for obedience. He's looking for commitment. And most of all, he's looking for faith. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Be like Peter tonight. Peter had to have so much faith in Jesus that he was willing to launch out and willing to trust him. And so what is God saying tonight? Trust me, even though it failed the first time and the second time. Trust me. And if you trust me, so tonight, God is talking to every one of us. Come into the deeper realm of the spirit and the things of God, and then I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. God wants to show us things. He wants to speak to us, but it's going to call for another level where you die to what you believe, what you feel, how you feel, so that his perfect will can be done. And so tonight, I do give God praise for Evangelist Minister Bradley tonight, who God gave this vision to. Woman of God, I love you, and I praise God for you and the opportunity.
God bless you.
People, God's people, bless his name, and your advisors. Hallelujah. I just praise God tonight, and I don't take this for granted, and I don't take it lightly, because he didn't even have to choose me. So I'm humbled tonight that he chose me and found me worthy. Oh, Coach Shabande, yes, God. Oh, glory, yes, God. Yeah. If I'm worthy enough, oh God, thank you, to be able to
thank
speak
you,
to all of these people. I don't feel worthy, but he made it possible. And so I just want to say thank you tonight, every one of you from every nation. And may God bless you and protect you and cover you with his blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Woman of God, do you have Cash App? Amen.
I have it, but I have not activated it yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can certainly route it through our PNN gift of prayer. So just for sake of time, if anyone, if you'd like to be a blessing to the woman of God, if you would like to be a blessing to the woman of God on tonight, she has certainly poured out on tonight. Glory to God. You can send anything that you would like to contribute to her, amen, to her ministry on tonight through $ gift of prayer. And again, that's $ gift of prayer. Amen. $ gift of prayer. And when you send it, glory to God, in the memo part, just put in there prophetess Duncombe, D-U-N-C-O-M-B-E, D-U-N-C-O-M-B-E, so that we'll know who to route it to. Amen. But certainly, if you would, be a blessing. Amen. She has certainly blessed us on tonight, and we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory be to God. So if you would do that, people of God, we thank God again tonight. Thank you for your time, your attention. Woman of God, again, we thank God for you. Glory to God. And people of God, we just want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Invite someone. Tell someone, glory to God, about the Prayer News Network Global. Truly, God is doing great things. We're grateful for what he's doing, and we're just grateful to be a part. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And this does conclude the broadcast on tonight. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen. Blessings.
Goodbye.